Welcome to the Protect Erasmus podcast series. Protect is an Erasmus project where people learn all about climate change and how it affects their local communities. In this project, pupils take the lead by asking questions, sharing ideas, and exploring ways we can help protect our planet. Schools from Ireland, Norway, Croatia, Portugal, and Serbia are all working together as part of the Protect project. We hope you enjoy listening to our podcast. Hello, Climate Heroes. Welcome back to the Climate Heroes podcast, the show where curious kids explore our planet and learn how to protect it. I'm your host, Olivia.
And I'm your host, Yusuf.
Today, we're talking about energy, something we use every single day.
We use energy to turn on lights, heat our homes, charge devices, and power our school.
In this episode, we will have a visit from an energy specialist from the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, also known as the SEAI.
SEAI is a national organization in Ireland that helps people and schools save energy.
They support homes, businesses, and communities to reduce energy and use and protect the environment.
We're excited to learn from our visitors, Anya, about how energy works and how we can become climate heroes by using it wisely.
Ha, 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 ah, ah, ah. Clap, 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 stomp your feet. Climate heroes bring the beat. Turn it down, reuse, recycle. Save that planet every cycle. Ooh, yeah, here we go. Watch our green ideas grow. Hands up high, voices loud. Climate heroes stand out proud. Save the air, land and sea. Planet power, you and me. Climate heroes in the zone, protecting Earth. Our only home.
Sustainable and non-sustainable energy.
There are two main types of energy, sustainable and non-sustainable.
Non-sustainable energy comes from fossil fuels like coal, oil, and gas.
These fuels take millions of years to form, and when we burn them, they release carbon dioxide into the atmosphere.
Carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas that contributes to climate change.
Sustainable energy, also called renewable energy, comes from the natural sources that won't run out.
Examples include wind, solar, and hydropower.
Ireland is especially good at producing wind energy because we are one of the windiest countries in Europe.
Using sustainable energy helps reduce pollution and protect our planet for the future.
Today we are delighted to welcome Anya from the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland.
Anya works as an energy specialist and helps schools and communities understand how to save energy and use renewable energy.
What exactly does SEAI do, and why is your work important for Ireland?
Well, SEAI stands for Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, and most of the work that they are doing are working with communities, working in schools. And what they're doing is trying to support communities and schools to save energy, find ways that they can use renewable energy, and just make their communities and the schools a little bit more energy efficient, and that they're looking after the environment and the planet.
What are the main renewable energy sources used in Ireland today?
One of the main ones that we use in Ireland is wind. A good percentage of our electrical energy is coming from wind energy. But solar energy works really well in Ireland, especially on individual houses. So people can put up their own solar panels. And then, of course, you have the solar panels here at the school as well. Water as well, because Ireland is an island and we're surrounded by water, and we've so much water in Ireland. And traditionally, we've always used the power of water to make electricity.
Why is it important for schools and families to save energy, even in small ways?
It's so important. You can't emphasize really enough how important it is those small steps are, because those small steps are, if everybody was doing it, if we had all the whole All the people in Ireland saving energy, that would contribute hugely, because every little step makes a big, big difference. So even things like switching off the lights, being aware of how much energy you're using at home and how much energy is being used in schools and in businesses and communities. It's really, really important that we learn that the first step we really need to do is start saving energy, and also then finding ways that we can make energy that's from renewable sources.
What is one simple change children could make at home that would really help the planet?
That's a big question now, that one, because there is a lot of different things you could do at home to start saving energy. But just, I think the first thing is to be aware of how much energy you're using at home in the first place, trying to be aware of not being wasteful of it, because it's a resource, and it's not a resource. It will eventually, all those fossil fuels that we use to make our energy will eventually run out. So we have to really value those resources. So by valuing them, we have that awareness of trying to just conserve them as well and turn things off, trying to save as much energy as you can at home, closing doors, keeping the heating in. And then also if you are in a position, insulate your home as well. Make sure your windows are not releasing any of the heat, because it's an awful shame to be spending so much money on energy, and then you're losing it out through gaps in the windows and gaps through the ceiling and all of that. So making sure your house is insulated is definitely important. Okay.
Thank you so much, Anya, for sharing your knowledge with us today.
We really appreciate you for helping us learn how to become energy smart climate heroes.
We also spoke to our principal about energy use in our school.
Schools use energy every day for lighting, heating, computers, and equipment.
What steps is our school taking to reduce energy use?
So Ava, we're doing a few different things to try and reduce our energy use. So you may have heard me on the intercom asking people to switch off the lights, because we're realizing that lights are costing us a lot of money. One thing that we're definitely going to do this summer is we're going to put a lot of solar panels up on the roof. So we hope to put about 140 solar panels up on our roof during the summer, and that will help pay for the cost of electricity. We're also trying to make sure that people keep the doors closed, because so much energy actually goes out the doors. So that's something else that we'll do. We're going to work even harder at the doors. We even had some people to come in to do an audit, to do a survey of our school to see where were we wasting our energy. And they have come back and they've given us some suggestions on what other things we might be able to do to reduce our energy. So we're going to get those people to come and help us now to see what do we have to put in place so that we use less energy in the school. Because actually, Ava, our energy costs a lot of money right now. It really does. It costs a lot of money in our gas to heat the school, and it costs an awful lot of money in the light to have our lights on in the school and energy in the school. Oh, and I just remembered one last thing that we're hoping to do, not this year, but maybe next year. Do you see all those light fittings? We have hundreds of those around the school, and they're not very efficient, energy efficient. So we're hoping to replace all of them with what they call CFDs? We're hoping to replace them with far better energy efficient, a lot more energy efficient bulbs, and that should make a difference as well.
Okay. Why is it important for pupils to learn about saving energy from a young age?
Oh, because we all fall into habits, and we can fall into bad habits about using energy. And you know, every person can make a difference. So if every single person can learn about energy, and if every single person can try to reduce their energy, then obviously that is going to make a big difference for our environment. So I think it's really important that every one of us, right, from a very young age, but also some of the old people, that everybody can learn about how to reduce our energy. And I think all of us together, we can make a big difference on trying to reduce our energy. And that will have a very, very positive benefit for our planet and for our environment.
Thank you to our principal for supporting sustainability in our school.
Kids may be young, but they can make a big difference by caring for nature and making small changes. They help protect the earth. When children speak up and take action, they inspire others to help create a cleaner, greener future.
Energy facts. Here are some interesting energy facts.
Wind energy provides a large percentage of Ireland's electricity.
Solar panels can still generate electricity, even on cloudy days.
LED light bulbs use much less energy than traditional light bulbs.
Turning off appliances at the socket can reduce phantom energy use.
What can we do? Climate Hero Actions.
Here are some simple actions we can take.
Turn off lights when leaving a room.
Unplug chargers when not in use.
Keep doors closed to save heat.
Walk or cycle when possible.
Remind others to save energy. Small actions by many people can make a big difference.
Energy powers our lives, but we must choose how we power our future.
By learning about sustainable energy and making smart choices, we can help protect our planet.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Climate Heroes.
Until next time, keep saving energy, keep protecting our planet, and keep being climate heroes.
Ha, 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 clap, 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 stomp your feet. Climate heroes bring the beat. Turn it down, reuse, recycle, save that planet every cycle. Ooh, yeah, here we go. Watch our green ideas grow. Hands up high, voices loud. Climate heroes stand out proud. Save it.